Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Josefina Carbonell, Assistant Secretary for Aging at the Department of Health and Human Services. Good morning, Josefina.
Thank you. Good morning to you all.
Also joining us in our conversation is Brenda Kunkel, Managing Consultant at IBM. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
Josefina, you have so much experience and passion for older adults. How did you get interested in this field of aging, and can you tell us how you got started on your career path?
Well, first of all, I started as a volunteer. Part of my family efforts have always been to volunteer and contribute to the community. And I started as a United Way volunteer many years ago and with the Red Cross in filling some of the needs, basically in emergency response in 72 to an earthquake in South America. Then they were developing all the Hispanic capacity building for community support and volunteering efforts. And I was asked to join the United Way in their efforts for recruitment of new volunteers. And, of course, then that transferred into really looking at community resources and public service mostly. And they developed the capacity to build new programs around the same time that the Older Americans Act was being created nationally as a pilot program. One of the first pilot programs for senior centers and Older Americans Act occurred in Miami, Florida. And I was asked to join that planning effort through United Way of Dade County at that time. That led eventually to my engagement in the first Hispanic aging organization in the country to be launched at the end of 72. And then developed into a larger, mostly based in grassroots, and that led to a whole array of areas, both in healthcare and long-term care in the community.
Outstanding. Before serving at the Administration of Aging, you led an aging community services organization in Florida. How has your leadership style changed as you've taken the various positions you have in your career?
You know, like Secretary Leavitt likes to say, it depends on what seat you're sitting in. Your role transcends that specific seat that you occupy. In my perspective, the role that I come from is the community role. I am historically the first community provider or business provider in the aging seat. Ever. Mostly policy people have occupied university research persons. So I was the unlikely, but the right fit in that role as a leader. It was very clear to me as I came on board that, and having worked in the specific programs that the Administration on Aging administers throughout the states and local communities across this country, and I had done that work for over 30 years in the community, it clearly gave me a very solid base on what our consumers were, what the role of the leadership role and the functions of the U.S. administration was in a different level and a different perspective, and how policy would drive, would impact the ability of providers in the community level to be able to serve the ever-growing aging population. So, you know, when I got into the role, we realized that the role of the Administration on Aging needed really a quantum leap in the kind of modernization and getting up to speed to the rest of the healthcare transformation that was happening just around us, just in the immediacy of HHS. I think the leadership of Secretary Tommy Thompson, which brought incredible leadership not only in welfare reform, but in aging services. He was the first one to develop the whole welfare reform change agent in the state models. He was also the first to develop the transformation of long-term care from institutional based to home and community based in his own state. So I was very attracted and very pleased and honored to serve under his tenure, and now under tenure of another very exciting governor, former governor, Mike Leavitt, both governors that have been chief operating officers for their own states. And as a chief operating officer from the community level in these programs, it gave me a distinct role and opportunity to shift, use my best talents, and modernize my talents to implement national programs and national policies and transform, really, long-term care.
Excellent.
So clearly you have an understanding of the impact of the policies that your administration is implementing on the community services. Can you tell us a little bit about the mission and history of the Administration on Aging?
Well, the Administration on Aging was created in 1965 by the Congress. The original mission, it's one of the most unique pieces of legislation that I've seen. Our unique mission is, number one, to really develop the capacity to make sure that we provide services and supports and empower people to live independently and with dignity in their older age. But the second most important part of our mission is we have a distinct charge to keep people out of nursing homes by allowing people to live independently. So it has been a very, in the kind of transformational change that I think that we're going through in healthcare reform in this country and entitlement reform and other kinds of challenges that we have for our older population, has given us a very important role and a very unique role for us to play within the changes. It developed a whole network as the years progressed. It was born at the same time that Medicaid was born and Medicare, so it's 40 years old, 41 this year. It is a whole network that was developed locally based up the other way around. So the capacity was built unlike other agencies in the department where you go all the way down to maybe just the regional level in the structure of the administration. The greatest asset within our organization is that the bulk of all of our dollars are contracted out to the private sector and the local communities via the state units on aging and then the area agency units on aging, which sort of serve as our local planning and service areas, most of them privatized, run either by nonprofits or also by public entities, counties, et cetera. And then you have over 29,000 providers, most of them in the private sector providers, either for-profit or not-for-profit, faith-based communities. And then you also have over 230 tribes that form part of the overall network that we contract with tribes across the country. So it has a tribal program alongside the state's programs. So it really gave us the opportunity to have a system in place to be consumer-centered. Most importantly, it was locally designed. It means the planning efforts come from the local level up to the state plans and then to the federal government. We set standards and basically monitor and improve the efficiency. But as the years progressed, we went from an agency that basically does grants to positioning our agency and the services that we provide in a better role to take a central role in the transformation of health and, most importantly, long-term care services in this country.
So for listeners who may not be familiar with the Administration on Aging, can you talk more about the current role of the organization?
The role of the organization, we're the largest provider of home and community-based care in this country. You have not only the Meals on Wheels programs, that one of the greatest achievements in volunteerism in this country has been led under the Meals on Wheels program and the nutrition services, but we're also home care. We run the adult daycare centers. We contract for services that support family caregivers, which was one of my responsibilities coming in, implementing the new Family Caregiver Support Program, knowing that family caregivers in this country are providing the bulk of the care for older people and disabled people in this country. So our mainstay of long-term care and as our family caregivers. Also, the role of prevention and healthcare promotion and disease prevention in simple ways that we can implement it with simple tools so people can remain independent in their own communities. But most importantly, also being able to focus more on consumers versus services or service silos.
And what are your current priorities?
The current priorities are threefold. Ensure that we provide accurate and good access and information for people to access an integrated health and long-term care system. Less confusing, easily accessible, reduce duplication. We want to give people the ability to maintain themselves healthier in their communities, and that we want to support family caregivers to help their elderly remain at home, independent, and living in their communities. We also are focusing our efforts on promoting and preventing elder abuse, financial exploitation in areas of fraud and abuse that are perpetrating many of our vulnerable populations. We want to make sure that we do it in the best effective fashion, that we are maximize our taxpayer dollars, but most importantly, that we assist people in using their own resources, empowering people using their own resources better so they may age in place and plan ahead much better for their long-term care needs.
How is the Administration on Aging supporting new Medicare and Medicaid programs for seniors? We will ask Assistant Secretary for Aging at HHS, Josefina Carbonell, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.